Welcome to the Detail Rag Podcast. You know, we all love detailing. We love the products. We love the processes. But deep down, it's the people and their stories that inspire us and encourage us to share the shine. Good morning and welcome back to the Detail Rag, episode 58. So this morning we're going to talk a little bit about, I'm an experienced guy. Everybody that I talk to kind of gets the vibe that I'm an experienced guy. I love experiences. My whole life has been about experiences, not only growing up, what I learned while I was growing up from my parents, from other people. But it's also about like when I spent my, you know, my second career in law enforcement, those were experiences that a lot of people don't get to experience, right? So what I want to know from you is, are you an education guy or you are an experienced guy? Because they're not one and the same, in my opinion. Let me give you the Reader's Digest version. I'm not going to give you the Webster's Dictionary version of education. Basically, is the transfer of knowledge, right? It's how are you receiving that knowledge, transferring that knowledge? Are you getting it through a book? Are you getting it through education, through college, university, blah, 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 right? So experience to me is when you actually put your physical hands on something. You actually possibly take what you've read in a book and put it into a practical situation of using it. So I don't know, what are you? You guys leave a, if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and leave a comment down below. Do you like education versus experience? Which one do you like? I like experience. That's just me. I like putting my hands on things, like feeling it, like touching it, like getting that whole, as far as I'm concerned, that's more knowledge to me. I love reading, don't get me wrong, but that's more knowledge to me than actually reading a book or watching YouTube or watching Instagram or, you know, watching something that someone's doing. Although when I do watch what they do, I'm more apt to go out and experience something by doing it, by watching someone else, just to see how it fits for me. There's nothing wrong with either or. I think they can be interchangeable to a certain extent. I think a lot of people use both these words in, you know, the same context, so to speak. But, you know, formally, if you look at the definitions, you know, they're quite different for the most part, I think. But I want to know what you guys are. You know, are you education? Are you experience? Are you, do you like to read and go try something? Do you like to visually watch it and go try something? I think they both have benefits, right? So what I like to get into is just a little bit about experiences. From my side of the fence, I feel like experience is more beneficial to me. You know, you can tell me 12,000 times to not touch the hot stove, but it impacts me more, not to say that I'm going to do it or I ever have, but it impacts me more if I touch the hot stove. Does that make sense? That's the best analogy I can come up with it right now. Cause you know, as kids, we're always told, no, don't touch that stove. It's hot. So even in the detailing world, I watch a lot of guys with, now I think we're all, we all gravitate towards the products, the brands that we really, really, really like. And it's not to say that brands don't work or a product doesn't work. It's to say that it really, really works well for you. Perfect. Just the same with me. I have brands that I like. I have products that I like. And that is, for me, I've experienced those products or those processes, so to speak, somewhere along the way that have actually helped me in my detailing career. Excuse me. So again, it just goes with me being more of an experienced guy. I like putting my hands on it. I like spraying it. I like wiping it. I like, you know, just watching it work, feeling it work, knowing whether it works for me or not. So I think there's just a great benefit for me to actually, you know, do hands-on type kind of stuff. So again, let me know what you are. Let me know if you're an education guy, if you're an experienced. Now, don't get me wrong. I think the education part of it, is always going to be one of those things that we try, in the sense there's always going to be, we're always going to come across something that we read or something that we see or something that we want to go try because we've actually read about it or we've seen it. So I'm just wondering how many people out there are education guys? How many people are experienced guys? Do you think they're one and the same? Do you think they're two completely different words that have two completely different meanings? And if you'd like to sit with me and chat about some experiences, hit me up. Go to thedetailrag.com. Shoot me an email at thedetailrag@gmail.com. And let's chat. Let's chat about some things. Let's, talk about things, help other people out, push the podcast forward as far as meeting new people and being able to share our experiences and maybe help some people out. So until then, again, like and subscribe on YouTube. Do me a favor. If you're interested, go down the page on thedetailrag.com. Smash the share the shine button and buy some merch. Help support the channel. So other than that, guys, reach out. Let's talk. Let's talk about education versus experience. And we can dive into those two words separately if you want, or we can dive into those words individually and see where we come up. Because as far as I'm concerned right now, kind of this video has kind of touched on both. So I think they're very similar and they kind of meet in the middle somewhere. But let's talk about it. So until then, check us out on Instagram. Check us out on YouTube. And don't forget that we're going to talk about this sooner or later too. Towser Tools. I highly suggest that since Towser Tools, you go microfiber around and find out. That's coming up in the future. And guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And hope you have a great detailing day. Appreciate you. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, we really appreciate you being here for another episode of The Detail Rag. Thank you so much for your time and continue to share the shine.